Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Who spoke out against the slaughter of Gaza, one of the great crimes of our time, and who didn't? When we're talking about what one UN official described as the worst rate of killing since the Rwandan genocide, that matters. Our recent history tells us that those who oppose what are these calamitous and murderous foreign wars are the ones who are hounded, attacked and demonised. And so this gruesome iron law re-emerges in the killing fields of Gaza. I'll talk more about that shortly, but firstly, I was on BBC Scotland's debate night this week. That's their version of Question Time, which I used to appear on about once a year until I wrote a column over 4 years ago criticising their handling of racism. I seem to have been blacklisted ever since. Now, I was asked about Scotland's First Minister, Hamza Youssef. Unlike the leaderships of the Westminster parties, he's taken a courageous stance over Gaza, demanding the violence ends and condemning Israel for collective punishment very early on. Now, he's come under attack from the right-wing media because at the beginning of this total nightmare, his relatives were trapped in Gaza. The media, for some reason, then linked this to Hamza Youssef's decision to give money to UNRWA, the main humanitarian agency in Gaza, rather than UNICEF, the children's agency. As I explained in the video, that's completely irrelevant. There is no link. And the onslaught against UNRWA is, in my view, a genocidal act, contradicting, as it does, the International Court of Justice's provisional orders demanding access to humanitarian aid in Gaza. So, here I am, first of all.
Owen Jones, was it right the First Minister had to explain himself on this?
No, it's a disgrace. And I have to say, the Scottish people should be proud they had a government which actually stood by the Palestinian people in their darkest hour. And the people who should be ashamed are those who have supported one of the great crimes of our age and tried to strangle the main humanitarian agency in Gaza when we're already having the worst collapse in nutrition in recorded history. 40,000, including those buried under the rubble, who are dead, over 14,000 of them children, toddlers, babies, teenagers. Now, in terms of this smear campaign against Hamza Youssef, I have to say, it is diabolical. First of all, it has nothing to do with his relatives whatsoever. UNRWA, the agency we're talking about, did not rescue or bring them out. It was the Foreign and Commonwealth Development Office at the Westminster level. So it's completely and utterly irrelevant. In terms of UNRWA itself, I have to take you up on that. I have to say what you said there, because it is actually, I'm disturbed partly by what you said. Now, UNRWA is the main humanitarian agency. There was a humanitarian catastrophe, which is not caused by a hurricane or an earthquake or a flood. It's caused by Western-backed Israeli bombs raining down on innocent people. Gaza now looks a different colour and texture when looked at from space, because 70% of its civilian infrastructure has been severely damaged or destroyed. Its medical system has been taken to pieces. In terms of UNRWA itself, that is the main humanitarian agency. There's been a smear campaign against it, I would note, by the Israeli state. The claim, even if you take it on its own merits, is that 12 out of 30,000 employees are associated with the indefensible atrocities committed by Hamas on the 7th of October. Even if that were true, that would be like pulling the plug on the English National Health Service because of Harold Shipman and Lucy Letby.
But Owen, the suggestion was, Owen, that civil servants had said, give the money to UNICEF.
Well, UNRWA is an agency which is funded and has been funded by the Westminster government, the United States and others. They pulled the plug on that agency based on claims by the Israeli state, which they didn't even provide evidence for, and they still haven't provided evidence for. And I would note the International Court of Justice, the highest court on earth, issued provisional orders to prevent genocide, and one of the main orders was to ensure access of humanitarian aid. That is impossible if you strangle financially the main humanitarian agency. Now, all I would say on that is, what the Scottish government have did, and they took a lot of flack. I know Hamza Youssef took a lot of flack, and I think he's taken a load of Islamophobic and anti-Muslim bigotry for what he's done.
Where from?
From, well, much of the media and the right-wing press. And what I'd say on that is, look, again, many of us, I'm sure, have looked through history. We've looked at terrible atrocities that have happened. And I have, I'm sure you have, looked back and thought, how was that possible? How did so many people go along with that? How did so many people remain silent? And history can be a savage judge. And what history will ask us in this moment, as with one detailed academic study suggesting that one in every 19 Palestinians in Gaza will be killed by August, which is one of the biggest killing sprees of our time, is, did people stand against this mass slaughter? Did you stand against that? Did you do something, even though you knew there might be a cost? Okay. Or did you facilitate it? And I'll tell you what, history is going to be on the side of Humza Yousaf, and it's going to damn everyone who went along with this absolute atrocity and obscenity and shame on all of them who did.
OK.
Now, I just want to make some other points. Let me ask you a question. Why is it the opponents of these horrors who are the ones with questions to answer rather than those who supported the mass slaughter of tens of thousands of people, including so many thousands of kids, the mass destruction of Gaza's civilian infrastructure, as well as the inevitable famine, war crimes? Well, we really could go on. In the 21st century, we've seen multiple Western-backed onslaughts, and each and every time, the architects of these disasters have been proven wrong. Not slightly wrong, not mostly wrong, but completely and utterly wrong. And those who warned each time of disaster were not actually proven completely correct, but we were vindicated in the worst possible way, because actually it turned out even worse than many of us predicted. And yet, what did we have to show for it? Just a lot of dead people. And I mean a lot of dead people. According to a study by the prestigious US Brown University, around 4.5 million people perished in the post-9/11 wars. If we look specifically at Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, disaster, disaster, disaster. That's quite the understatement in each case. Yet the architects of these disasters marched from crime scene to crime scene, completely flustered, their confidence not even slightly battered or bruised, their reputation certainly intact, and yet splattered with more blood each time, and yet still demanding more and more and more blood. It's those who oppose these slaughters who remain treated as at best controversial but always marginalised and demonised and treated as extremists, while those who supported these slaughters and indeed played pivotal roles in making them happen are treated as statesmen and respectable people and moderates. It's the world turned upside down. Remember Iraq? The only politicians who resigned were those who opposed the war, not the ones responsible for a hideous bloodbath which took the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. In the media, the only people expected to take responsibility for quote-unquote mistakes were those perceived as critics, whether that be the entire BBC top brass over claims about how the government spanned the case for war, or dare I say it, Piers Morgan at The Mirror, who published that newspaper at the time what turned out to be fake photographs of soldiers torturing Iraqis, when in actual fact we know the evidence for soldiers having committed hideous human rights abuses in Iraq was actually overwhelming. Now, the point is, again, that those who were deemed opponents of the horrors were those who paid the price, not those responsible for total catastrophe. Well, we can't keep letting that happen, because if you want to know why these hideous massacres keep happening, that's why. No one's held to account, except, well, of course, us, the opponents. And so you can see that in the smear campaign against Humza Yousaf, because he dared to oppose the terrible crime, and the silencing and harassing and sacking and demonising of opponents across the Western world, as well as the overall smear campaign, of course, against peace protesters as a bunch of dangerous, hateful extremists, unlike, of course, the Conservative government. The world turned on its head, indeed. But that only happens if we let it. There are a lot of us. So not this time. The crime's too great, too extreme, too unapologetic. We cannot let them get away with it this time. We must hold them responsible and to account. Otherwise, I'm afraid to say, many, many, many more will be killed for many years to come. Please press like and subscribe. Do share the video. Listen to us on the podcast. You can keep the show on the road at patreon.com/ojoseph. I'll speak to you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.